The city council meeting was preceded by a pro-Muni rally outside City Hall focused on climate change. Once inside, many speakers were young people who reminded council it's their future at stake when it comes to renewable energy resources.
Joseph Stein, and I'm a senior at Fairview High School in Boulder. And I'll have to deal with climate change for my entire life, and so I feel like we should, you know, start doing something about that as soon as possible. Hence my involvement here, because we haven't seen Xcel follow through on its commitments in the past. And as a negotiating partner, we need to be incredibly cautious with an entity that hasn't been able to follow through in the ways that it should be and in the ways that are necessary for complete renewable energy.
The council's vote means the Public Utilities Commission will hear Boulder's case this Wednesday. The PUC, which has already expressed grave concerns about Boulder's proposal, could vote to dismiss the city's current application, which has been fraught with far more obstacles than originally anticipated. But former city councilman Steve Pomerantz argued it's the only path forward because the city doesn't know if Xcel will keep its promises.
That anybody would be considering doing a deal with Xcel, having been through the last, whatever it is now, 8-9 years, where every time Xcel has put anything on the table, it's either been worthless or it didn't turn out the way they said, or they tried to jack the city around, as in this one. Why would you ever do a deal with Xcel?
Other speakers, like energy efficiency expert Howard Geller, argued that working with Xcel might be to Boulder's benefit.
It's tempting just to say, you know, to hell with Xcel, we're going to do our own thing. But I think considering the bigger picture here, we would be better off working to move Xcel Energy towards cleaner energy, helping to decarbonize all the electricity supply for its customers and not just isolating Boulder.
It's Carrie Chris-Janer, and I think that if people are not given choices in the fall, and if they're not given that, my worry is that there will be bitterness and people, the fatigue of the situation. The worst thing that could happen is that the city ends up not getting their funding and the whole thing just stalls like a Jeep running out of gas.
Assuming Boulder's Muni effort doesn't run out of gas, an electric utility won't be a possibility anytime before 2022. Fran Sheets is willing to take that chance.
Because we've been talking about doing this for a long time in order to meet climate change responsibilities that we have to ourselves and to our kids. And if they slow this process down, we don't gain anything by it. We're clearly not going to get it done with Xcel, so we need to move ahead.
Matt Applebaum was one of 6 council members who voted to stay the course, saying it's important because other communities are watching to see if Boulder can create a roadmap to follow.
This offer, they're really, unfortunately, there's really no there. I'm still hopeful Xcel will come up with something more. Yes, that may make their case better and the Muni case worse. Fine. That's what the voters deserve. And we'll see what happens in November and where Xcel is at and what we can actually put on the ballot.
Boulder voters should expect to see a question about municipalization on the ballot this November, but just what it might ask is still unknown. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.